Okay, so right now, right again, middle of the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. Today, I like to complete the Dinei Hefsek, part of the sugya. Right, what role does Hefsek and Hesach Hadas play within Birchas HaTorah? And as you can imagine, it's going to be very much impacted by the nature of Birchas HaTorah. We're going to break down the Dinei Hefsek into two different issues. One we're going to call the Limud Samach LeBracha issue, which is, right, whether there's an issue of there being a hefsek between the bracha and the initial Limud. That's going to be the first issue. And later we're going to do the potential Hesach Hadas between the Limud, right? Even if you learn right after the bracha, is there a problem if there's a Hesach Hadas, if there's a significant hefsek between Limud? So again, first issue is a hefsek between the bracha and the limud. We're calling that limud samach lebracha. And then next we'll get to when there's an issue of hesach hadas between limud. Oh. So in terms of limud samach lebracha, as we pointed out, as you can imagine, right, whether you need to learn right after the bracha is going to presumably depend on the nature of Birchas HaTorah. As we pointed out, if you take the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, Pinchas, should you need to learn right away? Presumably. You take the Birchas HaNenin approach. Should you have to learn right away? Yes, because generally the Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaNenin, you can't have a hefsek between the bracha and the either the Maisa HaChilah or the Maisa Mitzvah that you're doing. But within which approach is it questionable? Is it an open question? Exactly. Birchas HaShevach. There are two tzedakim. On the one hand, you can say Birchas HaShevach is independent, and therefore you can say your bracha, right? You can say your bracha and lav dafka you have to learn right away because you're being mishabech Hashem b'derach klali, general praise. Or what's the other side? No, maybe even if it's a Birchas HaShevach, it needs to be connected to the Limud HaTorah because that's what the Birchas HaShevach is going on. It's going on the Limud HaTorah. So we're going to see from the Makaros that while within Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin, you never push it, then Birchas HaShevach, it's an open question. We're going to see Rishonim on both sides of the ledger. Yeah. Oh, can anybody think of one?
Oh, it's about the rain.
Oh, right, lightning and thunder. Right, you're supposed to say the bracha, Birchas HaShevach, right after you experience the thunder and the lightning. I'm assuming that's your mechavin too, yeah.
It likely will happen to
exactly. Right? So you there are instances where a Birchas HaShevach is connected, right, to a particular action, and therefore there might be a din of hefsek. And what does it remind us? What previous sugya, where was this also an open question? Birchas Kriyat Shema. Right, within Birchas Kriyat Shema, right, the being of Birchas HaShevach, we saw two tzadim. Some, like the Rashi for the Meiri, say, therefore it can be totally alone. Others, like Rashi, right, said, although it's a Birchas HaShevach, it still needs to be connected to the Maisa, to the recitation of Kriyat Shema, that it was instituted connected. Right? Eliel, do you see how that? So that's an open question within Birchas HaShevach. Oh. So let's get to the Makaros. We did some of them at the end of yesterday's year, but let's just recap and go weiter. So the first Malach, the group of Mefarshim, Makaros, which require Limud Samach Lebrach, which require you to specifically learn right away. So again, what's the earliest source for this idea that you have to learn right away? The Yerushalmi. Oh. So the Yerushalmi, as understood by the first day of the Ri, seems to be that the Yerushalmi, again, although the Yerushalmi says it specifically in what context, only says it in the context of Avarabba, but it's understood by the Ri as applying by Birchas HaTorah proper. So it says it by Avarabba, but Hu Adin by Birchas HaTorah proper. So that's the Yerushalmi as at least understood by the Ri. Fine. That's Makor number one. And then we have the Tzarfatim, right? The Tzarfatim, again, at the end of Tosus, clearly say that after reciting even Birchas HaTorah proper, right, you need to, right, say the Birchas Kohanim, the Elul Dvarim, etc., etc., and they call the Yerushalmi. Obviously, the Tzarfatim understood the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi's requirement of Hushashana al Atar applies by Birchas HaTorah proper and isn't limited to Avarava. Fine. Those are the Mefarshim we saw yesterday. What's another prominent Rishon who, when describing the Birchas HaTorah, mentions they have to learn right afterwards? Excellent. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Zayin Yud Aleph. Right? Again, when he said, B'chol Yom, Chayev Adam Levarach Shalosh Brachos Elu, Va'achar Kach Kori Ma'at Midivrei Torah. So again, the Rambam in Zayin Yud Aleph, again, right, has this requirement of Limud Samuch Labracha. And the reason why this is significant is because Again, this is the Rambam in Halach Yud Aleph. And again, based on what we said yesterday, Yisrael David, the second din of the Rambam, what type of bracha does it seem to be? Birchas HaShevach. And yet the Rambam is holding that even a Birchas HaShevach requires limud samach lebracha. Right? So we pointed out before, while it's you need it within Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin, there's a tzad to say it even in Birchas HaShevach, and it seems like the Rambam, right, if it comes out, that the Rambam, Rilu Shitaso, says, even though it's a Birchas HaShevach, Afal Pikein, you need to connect it to the limud. Yeah. We were discussing yesterday. I don't think the second element was Birchas HaMitzvah for the Rambam. It seemed like, again, based on the placement of the Rambam and kind of the Birchas HaShachar, right? The emphasis on the, right? Really, the emphasis on the brachos, and you just learn to make sure the brachos are on Levatalah. Right, and the fact that the Rambam Lashitas, the whole point of the second din is that it's outside of the matir. But according to Rambam Shita, if the Birchas HaMitzvah itself is a matir, so then that's already in Halacha Yud. So if the Rambam has in Halacha Yud Aleph that in addition to Halacha Yud, the matir, there's a separate value of the brachos, it sounds like that's a separate value of Birchas HaShevach. That's what we developed yesterday.
So the matir, then would the matir be a bracha
on the mitzvah? No, so we said, remember like we had yesterday with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that even though there's a Birchas HaShevach, there's still metakin and separate iser, so even though it's a Birchas HaShevach, it also serves as a secondarily as a matir. Right, so again, what comes out of the Rambam is that even though it's a Shevach, still you require the limud samach lebracha. And once we are, then we also have this, at least a daya in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, we can come back to the Shulchan Aruch, but then again, all these halachos are in Simen Mem Zayin. So Sif Tes, the Stam Daya in, right, in the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Lamaisa one, is the Vahanachon Shelo, again, this is Mem Zayin Sif Tes, Vahanachon Shelo Lahafsik Beineim. Right, there shouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and the limud. So again, the Shulchan Aruch, the preferred practice, the preferred daya in the Shulchan Aruch, Mem Zayin Tes, is to follow, right, these Rishonim who say that you should have a limud samach le birchas Torah. And again, we pointed out either that could be because it's a birchas mitzvah or a birchas ha nanin, or even if it's a birchas hashavach, like what comes out of the shitas harama. Ad kam halach number one.
Who was the first rishon we said birchas hashavach?
So again, it was the re b'shem the Yerushalmi, Sarfatim, also paskening like the Yerushalmi. Then you have the Rambam, and then you have the preferred daya in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh. Now let's get to the second mahalach. The second mahalach, which says that limud samach lebracha is not required. So again, while not explicit, but what's the earliest makor which seems to not require limud right away?
Second day in the Ri,
the Bavli.
Really, the Bavli, right? It's by omission, but the Bavli, which never mentions this requirement of limud samach lebracha, again seems to assume that. Seems to assume that it's not a requirement, and this is what the Re points out. Right, let's just see the Re inside. You want to have it? Yeah, everyone have it. Zach, you have it. You see Vinisha laharav Rabbi Yitzchak.
Vinisha laharav Yitzchak. We don't anu she'in anu lomden miyad. Like us, that we don't learn right away. But after tefilas hashachar, she anu troden beholchem kach below limud. At emsayom or yoser until the middle of the day or later.
Right. So again, their practice was as recorded by the Ri. They would say Birchas HaTorah, but not learn right away. They'd only learn afterwards, later in the day. Right.
Make a bracha later in the day.
Yeah. Right. So again, Meir had an interesting diuk that Tosus could have just asked, Tosus asks, so why don't you say Birchas HaTorah again? What could have Tosus asked? Why wasn't the first one a bracha levatala? So that's an interesting, I'm not sure exactly why. Right, once this question is assuming that you do need to learn right out of the Birchas HaTorah, so why aren't they asking...
think it's a problem.
What?
If it's not a problem, you can say, that's a Shevach. If you want it to be a matter, you need to do it straight after.
But it doesn't seem like they're asking that.
No,
they
no,
seem...
Rab.
What?
He's
Rab.
Rab. Talking about. I mean, no. He says, Rabba Acheres, but I thought...
They're using stop practice. They say Berachos HaTorah, but yet they don't learn right away. So they're asking the question, Mitzad, oh, since the first one didn't work, so you should have to do another one. The question...
Sounds like
it's the regular Berachos.
No, it sounds like I have a rabbi. They daven, they say Abba Rabba, they finish, they don't learn, and then they go on. Why don't they come back and say Berachos HaTorah later? Because it sounds like they didn't say it earlier, and they're going to be relying on their
Abba Rabba. I thought that was a
diak also.
But
so what
was that? It says, Kigon Anu She'in Anu Lom De Miyad Afra Tzilas HaShachar.
Meaning?
You have to mention after Tzilas HaShachar.
Because that's the Berachos HaTorah. Meaning we don't learn right after a Berachos HaTorah during Berachos HaShachar.
What if you don't?
Kigon Anu She'in Anu Lom De Miyad Afra Tzilas HaShachar. Meaning we don't learn right after Berachos HaTorah proper.
No, but Achar Tzilas HaShachar sounds like after all of davening. If you would,
no, why would you call it Berachos HaShachar as the beginning part of davening?
Tzilas HaShachar, I thought all of Shachars, no?
Question, is he referring to Berachos HaShachar?
Why
or Tzilas HaShachar?
Berachos HaShachar, that would be a different description.
What?
Of course it's
Tzilas HaShachar. You think it's referring to Tzilas HaShachar as Bechlal?
Of course. Right,
otherwise... say Berachos HaShachar for Tzilas HaShachar.
What?
They need to say Berachos HaShachar for Tzilas HaShachar.
Okay.
If it's
Lama, he says, am I in
under Berachos HaTorah? So then why would we be learning after you finish all of davening in the morning?
He's saying, am I
right there?
They don't.
Right, they don't. But if you would, they're saying, what? Why don't we suddenly start learning when we finish Shacharis? That's what we described when you say...
I understood this. I understood this.
No, when we finish Shacharis, in the middle of the day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, that's what he's saying. Meaning, he's saying the Hav Mina. Say, am I in Anu Mevarachim Berachos HaTorah Pam Acheres? Again, it sounds like he did say Berachos HaTorah originally. Like, why don't we repeat it? Kishon Maschil in Lil Mode at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
You need to put it Tfilah.
What?
You need to say Berachos HaShachar also because it's said out Tfilah, or also because they need it for the Tfilah itself.
He's saying that for sure they said in Berachos HaShachar, and he's saying again at 3 o'clock.
Okay, but again, within this Habamina, it seems like the question is assuming that you need limud samach leberachos HaTorah. That's the question, right? So it's just interesting. Ara, instead of saying, oh, because you didn't do that, the first one is faulty, therefore you need to repeat it. That's what Tosas asks. That's what they ask the re. You could have just asked stronger if you required, you know, the limud samach lebracha, so then the first Berachos HaTorah was deficient. No, was levatola.
It sounds like they didn't...
But again, but that's the answer.
It's been said there. What is it? You need to say it.
I know, but then it's not a kash. Oh, you're saying bishlam, that's fine.
There's a matir, and there's another thing.
You're saying it's like the reverse of Rashi. Yeah,
like
it's like the reverse of Rashi. That's interesting. It's the reverse of Rashi. I mean, Rashi said Berachos HaTorah first, and then repeated the one in Berachos HaShachar.
You can't be tfanel without the Berachos HaTorah.
But again, if you assume that Berachos HaTorah requires the limud right away,
it wouldn't be a problem at all if you're saying Kriyashma, which is for sure considered learning.
Again, that's not until later, though.
It depends on what you're saying.
Again, that Kriyashma is coming later. Presumably, they were talking about Berachos HaTorah, which is as part of Berachos HaShachar.
So you're saying Karbana?
You're saying that's
the limud, and then... He's not saying as a brachah at all.
But then why wouldn't that suffice?
What?
You think he's not? You think the question is not about it's not about limud samach lebracha. It's more about hefsek between the limudim.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a finish. It doesn't sound like that because in the context of the Yerushalmi, which is all about learning right away.
I understood.
That's what's coming off of.
I understood the same way Rebbe is understanding it. And if not, then what do you understand? What do you mean? They don't learn after Tefillah Shachar? What do they do? Meaning, There's no like minhag to not learn after shacharis. Like, it's meaning.
It sounds like it's like anti-tzarfat. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. It's like there's meaning. No, there's no nothing. Their minhag was not to have a nusach of birchas kohanim, elu dvarim, etc. That's what I thought.
Not
it was.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like. If you go on anu. Unless they were saying that Lamaisa, they didn't learn after they ran to work.
What I'm confused about is that they didn't say, you know, Birchas Kohanim and you know the Mishnah from Peah. Le'achar Tefilas Hashachar, they would say Birchas Hashachar at the beginning and Birchas Hashachar, and then Achar Tefilas Hashachar after all Seder of Tefila. You know, they finish Rosh Hashanah, they finish Aleinu, and then they're going to say Birchas Kohanim.
You know, I thought Tefilas Hashachar was referring to Birchas Hashachar.
But
honestly,
why?
I thought it was referring to like, you know, like the, I mean, they didn't recite any psukim right after Birchas Hashanah. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was like the, like, that's wrong. I thought it was like the, we're not like the Tzarfatim, right? We don't have the minog to recite psukim right away. So therefore, it's a problem. Okay, I don't want to get too bogged down. It's interesting back and forth. Again, so what's the answer of the Re? Who is reading, Jack?
The low kaimalon also Yerushalmi. We don't pass them like that. Yerushalmi.
Meaning, we don't hold like the Yerushalmi to learn right away. Again, the context. I mean, it's all about the learning samach to the bracha.
The Gemara shalanu lo amru.
Exactly. The Bavli never mentions it.
Right. Have to learn right away.
Exactly. You see from the answer, Zach, that it sounds like it's all not about the hefsek between learning, but it's all about whether you need to learn right samach to the bracha. Either way, the earliest source that you don't require learning right away is the Bavli, right, from omission, as noted by the Re, right? It says, look, the Bavli never mentions it. Obviously, there's no requirement of limud samach lebracha. Before we go on, just to point out, and what's the only approach that can understand why you wouldn't need to learn right away? Shevach, exactly, this point. Right, it's a tzad in Birchas HaShevach. So again, the following makoros, right, which don't require limud samach lebracha, seem to be holding within the Birchas HaShevach approach, with the additional assumption that, you know, even as a Birchas HaShevach, you don't need to connect it to a particular limud. So the first makor is the Bavli, as understood by the Re. And then, as we'll see the next day up, perhaps there's an understanding of even the Yerushalmi as not holding it by Birchas HaTorah. What do you mean? Doesn't the Yerushalmi say it? But where does the Yerushalmi mention this requirement? Only in the context of Avarabba. So let's see the Va'od. Zach?
Right,
so only Avarabba, because its original takana is for Birchas Kriyat Shema. So then when you want to use Avarabba as the Birchas Torah, so then you need to learn right away. We have to figure out this chiluk. Aval, one more.
Aval, Birchas Asher Bachar Banami, Birchas Lazar for Derek Torah, Shehin Iker, the Birchas Torah, Kutaris Kova Yom.
Fine. But Birchas Torah proper doesn't require Limud some of the brachas. According to the second day of the Re, right? Even the Yerushalmi agrees that Birchas HaTorah proper doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, only Avarabba does. Yeah.
So it seems from the end where he says, it's called a yom, that
it's both.
Like that was.
Again, he's putting both. We'll get back to that. He's getting that, and he's putting them both together. He's saying not only do you not need to learn right away, but it's also poter kolayim. That's right. There, we'll get back to that diuk. Right, he puts the two issues together, and we'll see why, because there's one underlying nekuda. But now let's take a step back and understand this chiluk. Why, according to this second day of the Re, why would you have a chiluk between Avarabba and Birchas HaTorah proper? Mimanavshach, right? If Avarabba, right, if Birchas Torah doesn't require limud right away, why would Avarabba require Birchas Torah right away when it's serving as a Birchas Torah? So I once heard B'shem Rav Shechter, actually Meir Finkelstein, I guess, right? Right, Meir Finkelstein quoted Rav Shechter saying the following idea. Again, I never didn't hear, right, mipiv, but this is mipi Hashmua. The Rav Shechter, you know, supposedly was masbir, but what's the basis of the distinction between Avarabba needing limud right away and Birchas Torah not? Says Rav Shachlin, maybe Tosfos holds like the Ramban, that while Birchas Torah is a Birchas HaShevach, the bracha of Avarabba is what? A Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore you can understand If Avarabba is a birchas a mitzvah, then of course, like our earlier analysis, a birchas a mitzvah, of course, requires the ma'aseh mitzvah to be done right away. Therefore, you need to, when it comes to Avarabba, you need to learn, you know, samach lebracha. Masha inkin, birchas a Torah proper, because that's a birchas a shevach, therefore you don't require limud samach lebracha. That's one explanation given by Rav Schachter.
How do you see that?
Yeah. So issue number one is that the Lashon HaTosas does not seem to be focusing on that at all, right? The Lashon HaTosas does not be mechalik between the nature of Avarabba and the nature of Birchas HaTorah. It sounds like the only chalik in Tosas is what's the ikar purpose, right, of the, that the ikar purpose of Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah, and the primary purpose of Avarabba is generally Birchas Kriyat Shema. So the Lashon HaTosas doesn't bear it out, and there's another kasha. What's the other kasha?
Makes sense for Talmud Torah. I mean, for Kriyat Shema.
Okay, but it's still. But again, as the Ramban says, because that's Shinon HaTorah, because Kriya Shema is Torah itself.
Yeah,
so,
assume that.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. So if you assume like Tosfos like the Ramban, then that part's fine. But again, but what's the Shita's Tosfos about Birchos Kriya Shema? Shita's Tosfos. Yeah, what's the Raya? Exactly. Tosfos on Daf Beis, right, quotes that Yerushalmi, right? The Sheva Brachos, that means all the Birchos Kriyat Shema, including Avarabba, is Keneged Sheva B'Yom Hilal Ticha, which shows that... Exactly. So it sounds like Tosfos holds that all Birchos Kriyat Shema, including Avarabba, is Birchos HaShevach, and yet, when it comes to Avarabba, as a Birchos HaShevach, requires a limud samach lebracha, but yet Birchas HaTorah doesn't require. So what's the chilek? Anyway, so what's the chilek? Let's assume they're both Birchas HaShevach, tied into the Lashon HaTosas. We pointed out before. So let's say a second pshat. Right? Again, Rav Schachter was saying maybe Avarabba is Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaShevach, and that's the chilek. We're saying it doesn't sound like that within Shitas Tosas, doesn't sound like within Tosas itself. So maybe an alternative, and then I'll get to Dabi. Oh, you want to suggest?
Yeah, Tosas is writing his
Befeo. Yeah, so what's the pshat?
Because HaMitzvah, you need to show that the Bracha is on that.
Not Birchas HaMitzvah.
No, how do you know what you're being on the Shabbat?
What?
In the Bracha, you need to show that the Bracha is on that thing.
Okay.
If the Bracha is nitkan on Kiyashma, so you can't say it's now on the Torah. You need to show it.
Okay, good. Exactly. We, right, think the Pash Pshan Tosas is that Avarabba and Birchas HaTorah are all Birchas HaShevach. We pointed out, within Birchas HaShevach, it's an open question. Do you need Limud Samach? The tzad to say that you need Limud Samach lebracha is to have context, right? To show what the bracha is going on. So perhaps Tosas is saying, when do you need the context of Limud HaTorah to show what the bracha is about? Only by Avarabba, because it's generally about Birchas Kriyat Shema. So by Avarabba, which is generally about Birchas Kriyat Shema, so you need the context of Limud HaTorah to show that the Avarabba in this context, Michiah Gavna, is going on the Limud HaTorah. Masha Inking, Birchas HaTorah, which is always about Limud HaTorah, that doesn't require the Limud Samach Lebracha to provide context to show what the Shevach is all about. So again, I think the second explanation of this Chilek and Tosos is that both Avarabba and Birchas HaTorah are all Birchas HaShevach, but the Chilek is, when do you need to provide context to the Shevach? Only Legabe Avarabba, which is generally, you know, L'Kriya Shema Nitzkana, and not Legabe Birchas HaTorah, which is always L'Torah Nitzkana. And I think that really, as David was saying, that seems to be much more Medulek in Tosos. Yeah.
That would explain why certain Rishonim don't like the Girsa of the Raivin, because how does just reading Shema show anything about what the bracha you just said was?
Correct. It's only if you think that Shema itself is Limud HaTorah, you take like more of like a Talmud Torah approach, that there's...
Meaning, yeah. Then for Avarabba, how do you even know? Meaning, the
distinction. It's always, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
For Rav Shechter, it can be that, as Birkas Shema, it's Birkas Sheva. And it's
Birkas HaTorah,
it's Birkas
HaMitzvah.
I mean,
that's the opposite.
Right, so I'm sure I can agree that it's Birkas HaTorah, or it's Birkas HaTorah, it's Birkas HaTorah.
But then Birkas HaTorah should be the one who requires Limud Samach Lebracha. I mean, Birkas HaMitzvah always requires the mitzvah to be done right away.
Oh, it can be.
That's why it's the flip. So you have to say, Even Rosh Hashanah was saying it was the Avarabah was the Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Ramban.
Maybe if you want to do Birchas HaTorah by Avarabah, it needs to be Birchas HaMitzvah. Because it's not really
Befeirush in Avarabah.
I mean, maybe...
That's what Rosh Hashanah was saying, in line with the Ramban. Okay. The Ramban.
And then it can be Birchas HaMitzvah. I mean, as a Birchas HaShemah, it's Birchas HaSheva.
Yeah, that's the chiluk. We're just pointing out to say that in Tosos is problematic. Because number one, the lashon of Tosos doesn't.
You can say that it doesn't
agree
that
it's berachas shevach. What's berachas shevach? Yeah, just finish the line. Yeah.
As berachas kashma. As berachas kashma, it's berachas shevach.
Okay.
Actually, that's
Tosos. Yeah, exactly.
But as berachas tera, it's berachas mitzvah.
Oh, that's what you're saying when it switches. Oh, that's what you're saying when it switches over. Okay, it's a bichidish. Number one, to say that that'll be a bichidish that it changes. We've seen that it could. That's a bichidish. But the problem with that is again, still the lashon of Tosfos doesn't sound like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Back. I was just gonna clarify.
That's what he means. I mean that it flips.
Yeah. In relation to what are we doing with that?
I mean that generally when it's functioning as an avarabah, when it's functioning as a birchas kriyat shema shavach, when it's functioning as a birchas Torah, it flips to be a birchas mitzvah. It would just be like funny to do that, given that birchas Torah itself is always a birchas shevach. So when something is becoming a birchas Torah, then it becomes.
He's saying you should stop it, has to be something separate than what it is now, since it's shevach.
Yeah, but it's a little funny.
If we want to, let's say, the birchas Torah by Avraham, maybe it needs to be.
But again, by Birchas HaTorah, what didn't need that?
No, because Birchas HaTorah
is Miyuchat L'Kach.
Okay. It's not the Feirush in Avarabah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so in terms of the Mefarshim, right, who don't require the Limud Samach L'Bracha, first you had the Bavli, as understood by the Ri, then you had the then you have the Yerushalmi, as understood by the second day of the Ri, as not right, as only required by Avarabah, but not required by Birchas HaTorah proper. And we just spent some time listening to the Chiluk. And then you also have a Deya, a Yesh Omrim, in the Shulchan Aruch. Our Shulchan Aruch, Mem Zayin, Sif, Tes. First quote to the Yesh Omrim. They write, the Yesh Omrim in Hivsik, Ben Birchas HaTorah Lelimudo, in Bekach Klum. Right, so the Yesh Omrim say, all right, there's no problem of being Mavsik. Again, sounds like it's a tzad in Birchas HaShevach, but again, we pointed out that the other daya and the preferred daya seems to be that you shouldn't be masik. But again, so in terms of the three shitos who say you don't require, you have the Bavli as understood by the Ri, you have the Yerushalmi as understood by the second day of the Ri, and then you have the Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh. Now let's get to the other issue, which is not about Limud Samach Lebracha, which is about, is there an issue of Hesach Hadas between limudim, right? You learned right away, let's say, right? But now you go out, you go to work, you focus on other things, and you want to come back to learning. Is there an issue of Hesach Hadas between limudim? That's the next issue, right? So, and again, before we get to the Makaros, we have to analyze it, right? In light of the different potential natures of Birchas HaTorah. Again, within which types of brachos is there an issue of Hesach Hadas? Where do we find Hesach Hadas being a problem? Good, in the realm of mitzvahs, right? In the realm of mitzvahs, we clearly see if you're Masiach Das from a mitzvah, you have to say another bracha. Where else do we find Hesach Hadas? Birchas Hanen for sure. If you're Masiach Das from eating, right? You don't plan on eating anymore, and then you change your mind, you need a new bracha, Birchas Hanen. So again, if you take the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, or the Birchas Hanen approach, then Hesach Hadas should play a big role by Birchas HaTorah as well. But again, within which Shita, within Birchas HaShevach, again, there's an open question. And it gets back to, okay, there's not going to be really a problem of Hesach Hadas. It's more of a question of like how the Chachamim were metaking this Birchas HaShevach. We'll get back to there. So again, if you find that Hesach Hadas is an issue, that's pointing in the Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenin direction. If you find that it's not an issue, presumably, that points in the direction of Birchas HaShevach. But we'll see, there might be an issue of Hefsek even within Birchas HaShevach, but not Midin Hesach Hadas, maybe Midin something else. Oh, fine. That's the background analysis. Now let's jump right into the Makaros. Oh. So the first overall Mahalach in the Makaros is that Hesach Hadas is not Mechayev a new Bracha. So again, Mahalach number one is that Hesach Hadas is not Mechayev a new bracha. But within this first approach, there are two different versions. We'll call it 1A and 1B. 1A is that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not shayach to Birchas HaTorah. How do you justify that? How would you justify that Hesach Hadas is mamish not shayach to Birchas HaTorah? Exactly, if you take the Birchas HaShavach approach. So again, we'll call approach 1A. The following Mepharshim we're about to quote, think that Hesach Hadas is not shayach at all to Birchas HaTorah. Similarly, within the Birchas HaShavach approach, so therefore, you know, Hesach Hadas, man, tekar shmei, it's not shayach at all. Again, within Tosos itself, which Deos and Tosos seem to think that Hesach Hadas is simply not shayach at all? Rabbeinu Tam. So let's read that. So Rabbeinu Tam quoted towards the end. Ben, do you see it? He says, V'hayir Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Ben, do you see it?
Me?
Yeah.
By Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Kshadim Omer, Mitasa B'layla,
you wake up in the middle of the night. Again, you can't fall asleep. Insomniac. What do? You go to the base mentor, obviously, right? So you wake up in the middle of the night and you start learning, right? Shmuel does every night, obviously, right? What's the psak of Rabbeinu Tam? Right. So you're not going to have a bigger, you know, Hesach Hadas than Shenas Keva, as we'll say, right? Going to sleep at night is obviously, you know, the biggest form of Hesach Hadas. Yet Rabbeinu Tam says, you went to sleep for the night, you woke up in the middle of the night, Afal Pikin, that's not Mechayev a new bracha, and the Lashon is, because the bracha, Birchas HaTorah of Etmol, basically is going to pater you for the entire day. Sounds like the tzura of the Takana of Birchas HaTorah is to cover the entire day, and again, this very much sounds like a Birchas HaShavach, and understanding that the Birchas HaShavach was Nitkan as a day, right, a daily Chiyuv. So therefore, it's going to last you the entire day, irrespective of Hesach Hadas. Yeah, Zach.
When I was in Rabbi Akiva Willick's show, we saw that Hamapil and Elokai Neshama, according to one Mefarish, were connected, and that was a Bracha Smucha L'Chaverta, and that sleeping is not considered a Hesach Hadas, maybe, at all. And that's why Elokai Neshama doesn't start off with the Bracha.
Uh-huh. Interesting. That sounds like a Chiddush to me. Yeah, I think that the... we'll see. Meaning, generally, when the Rishonim in this context are looking for examples of Hesach Hadas, they go for Shenas Keva. That's interesting. Yeah, I have to look into that. So I don't know if that's. I don't know. Libby Omer, again, I never saw that. But like, again, I feel like my initial response to that would not be that it's not a Hesach Hadas, but like just kachi. That's like the tzura of, like, we'll call it the bookends. Like, we want to bookend your Shena with the Hamapil and the Lakai Neshama. But like, not that there wasn't Hesach Hadas, but that kachi tzura. Again, it's not like Birchos HaMitzvahs where Hesach Hadas should even play a role, but it's like those are the tzura of those Birchos HaShevach, and therefore it could be because the tzura is to bookend your sleeping. Therefore, even though there is Hesach Hadas, that's the tzura of those brachos. That's my initial reaction to that shitza would be. Obviously, I have to see it inside. But yeah, but how can you not say Shenas Keva? Of course, it's Hesach Hadas. You know, like in the Chayes Hadas, Kedol Mizu, presumably. So yeah. So again, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam seems to be right within approach 1A is that Hesach Hadas is mamish not shayach at all, presumably because it's Petoras Pirchas
Hashem. Yeah. Why is this man not close to Yom? Why is it?
Oh, what?
It didn't arise. So why does it stop?
What? What is it? Didn't
why? Why? Why is the new Why is the Chiyuv not Chal at evening at Shkia? Meaning.
Again, the tzura of the bracha is for sure Durabanan, it sounds like. Right?
Whatever you need a chiyuv to say, whatever you have a chiyuv to say, because of Shevach, that's not Durabanan.
So, when we're talking, you're asking, you're number one, you're assuming that bracha tzura is Doraisa. And you're saying, why is it like a daily chiyuv, including nighttime?
Like, why does it start in the morning and go to the night? Like, go through the night?
Yeah, again, to me, it sounds like this is like the Takanas Chachamim. Like when they were mitaken the tzura of the bracha. Right?
Every morning.
What? Every morning. Exactly. Every morning. Right. Sounds like it's a din d'rabanan. That's the takanas chachamim. So every morning you want to start your day, right? This is the Birchas HaTorah, and again, for sure, within the Shevach approach, okay. To frame, right? We want to frame all the limud HaTorah you do that day.
That would make more sense if the Isra D'Oran is d'rabanan then. Meaning.
Well, for sure. It's going to be. Presumably it's going to be d'rabanan.
Even according to other.
Like, presumably the Isra is going to be d'rabanan, yeah. Presumably.
Even if it's a Birchas
HaMitzvah,
that would be
Durban. Again, have we seen anyone who says it's a Birchas HaMitzvah and it's Daraisa? Like the Ramban who says it's... I don't know if there's a concept of a Birchas HaMitzvah Daraisa. Like the Ramban, who says it's a raisa, holds it's a shevach. Right, there's a precedent that Pirchos HaShevach means a raisa, i.e. benching. Right, so the whole notion of, like, you know, in Pirchos HaShevach, the Isser before Pirchos HaShevach, presumably, is a din derabanan to be, the Isser is to be mechazen.
That's why you can learn, I'm basically asking why you can do more in after Shkia. So the answer is because it's just...
The Chachamim were metaking, you know, this should be a daily thing. Do it in the morning. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
The Remez whatever is, you got to go Yomam Balayla, Yomam before Layla, so you're including...
Okay, nice. Yeah, nice. Good. What other Shita in Tosvos seems, again, you referenced this before, Zach. What's the other Shita, so besides Rabbi Tam, who says that the Birchos HaTorah lasts you all day?
Oh, the Yeshua.
The Ri, remember the Ri?
Read the second one.
Exactly, when he says about Birchas Asher Bacharbanu, or Birchas Lasak with Divrei Torah, Shein Iker Le Birchas Torah, Poteres or Potros Kol Hayom. Right. So again, that Ri.
After the first Ri.
Again, the first Ri was only talking about the idea
of
Limud.
According to Babdi, the first
Ri. Again, that was just saying that you don't need Limud Samach Lebracha. Again, he's not talking about. Presumably, they go hand in hand. I'm saying, but in terms of explicitly, only the second day on the Re explicitly says exactly that it works the whole day. So, in terms of like Shitos and the Rishonim, because the first Re was really talking about the Limud Samach Lebracha. In terms of saying, oh, one Birchas HaTorah covers you the entire day. You have Rabbeinu Tam and the Re, both of which seem to be. And again, back to Zach's Ha'ara before, the Re there seems to be grouping two issues together. He says, just like you don't need to learn right away, so too, the Birchas HaTorah is going to last you all day. What's the connection? What's the connection between them? Both of those dinim are stemming from the fact that the Birchas HaTorah is midin Birchas HaShevach. Once the Birchas HaShevach, memela, you don't need to learn right away, according to him, and memela, it's going to last all day. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Re both seem to be holding that Hetzach HaDas is not shayach, because the Birchas HaShevach, is, you know, applies all day. Is that a hand? Okay. We also have this at Yesh Omrim in the Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch and Siv Yud Aleph. Again, the first day we'll get back to says Shenas Keva is Mavsik. But the Yesh Omrim, Dilo Habe Yavsik, even a Shenas Keva is not Mavsik. The Chenagu, and this is our Minog, right? Even if you take like a, right? Even if you take a gazunta nap in the afternoon, right? We don't find people making a new bracha when they wake up, right? Even after Shavuos type thing, right? You don't make a new bracha, right? Again, our minog seems to be following the shita that it's a birchas hashavach, and therefore just hetzach hadas is just not shayach. I'm not getting to Shavuos in the morning. But yeah,
no,
but yeah.
I think the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about that, whether or not you should
repeat. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's the apple. Night, that's its own.
Not I'm staying up all night if you take a Shinas Keva by Yom.
Even according to this Yesh Omer?
I'm not sure. It might be elsewhere.
Yeah, it's right not. It's the first day, he might be Machmir, but it's a
I think elsewhere, when.
Could be. I mean, here, the first day is Shinas Keva is Mavsik. Yesh Omrim on the Shenas Keva that it's not Mavsik, it's V'chei Nagu. Okay, I have to check that. So again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that there's no Hefsik by Birchas HaTorah, presumably because that only makes sense within the Birchas HaShevach approach. Fine. So that was 1A, that again, that Hezek Adas is just not Shayach because it's a Birchas HaShevach. So approach 1B is going to say, in Hanami, Hezek Adas is not Mechayiv Anu Bracha, but fundamentally, if there was Hesach Hadas, it would be Mechayev. It's just there is no Hesach Hadas. Again, according to 1B, in Echanami, in Din, Hesach Hadas, right, we don't find Hesach Hadas being Mechayev in Ubrachav, but not because fundamentally Hesach Hadas is not Shayach as like, you know, within the Brachas HaShevach, but just that there is no Hesach Hadas when it comes to Talmud Torah. What is that famous Shita? Before the Rav is explaining, explaining Shitas Tosfos. So let's see exactly the Tosfos on Yud Aleph on the base. So famous Tosfos, which again conceptually is saying, sounds like really Hesach Hadas should be Shayach, presumably because again, what type of bracha does Tosfos hold it is? It's really a Birchas Ha mitzvah. So Hesach Hadas should fundamentally is Shayach, it's just Bichyai Gavdach. There is no Hesach Hadas when it comes to Liman HaTorah. Obviously, that sounds like a very Mechudash idea. But let's see the Tosos. Ephraim, do you have it? So this is the Im Toma.
The Im Toma Mashna?
Yeah.
The Im Toma Mashna Misoko. Shitsarato Baraka calls for the Suda, Leisha Basoko.
So again, so in the question, what is Tosos assuming Birchas HaTorah is? Sounds like it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. that since Birchas Torah is a Birchas Mitzvah, just like the bracha of Leishei Basukah, so just like there, you have this issue of Hefsek / Hesach Adas being Mechayev a new bracha. So to here, right? So to here, when you're Mavsik between Limudim, there should be a new requirement of Birchas Torah. Okay, it's a huge, huge chiddush. Makes like a lot of jumps. Let's take each line. The shiny Torah, she'ino miyayish taito. There's no hesach hadas when it comes to Torah. Why? T'chosha adam chuyiv lomod. So he says, there's no hesach hadas because there's a constant chiyuv. Right? And therefore, because it's a constant chiyuv, it's as if you're learning all day. So obviously the question is, how do you get from A to B? Right? Because there's a constant chiyuv Talmud Torah, now there's no hefsek, but lemaisa, there is a hefsek. Right? That's the obvious question. Just because there's a chiyuv to learn Yomam V'layla, but lemaisa, we're talking about a case where the person, lemaisa, was mafsik. He went to work. So he learned before he went to work. He was mafsik. And then he went
to work
back.
Slow.
Oh. So the question, it's not a question at the very least, right? So the question is, what does Tosfos mean? That just because there's a constant chiyuv, that therefore that means automatically there's no hesach hadas. What is going on? What is going on here? Oh. So who famously develops a beautiful yisod about this?
Impromptu.
But
the Hoggis Rav.
The Rav, right? So the Rav, right? How does the Rav, Ben? How does the Rav Masbir Tosfos? At the end of the day, there's a hefsek in the Limud HaTorah. So what does Tosfos mean? There's no hesach hadas.
No hefsek in the Hoggis Halev.
Okay, and what does he call it? Not Limud HaTorah, but
Kishrus.
Isek HaTorah. That's the key, right? The Rav says the Koveya for Birchas HaTorah and the Koveya for Hesach Hadas is not a hefsek in the Limud HaTorah, which is defined as the actual learning, sitting over, Svara. It's only when there's a hesek in the Isek HaTorah. Where does Isek HaTorah come from? Where does that term come from?
It's that bro.
In it before, that's the lashon of right lasag with the retori. You're so deep. So now that we know that not about lilmo Torah, but it's about the isek Torah. So what is isek Torah?
It's that latent expression.
Exactly. It's that latent awareness, as the Rav says. Right. It's this underlying right recognition and mindset that the Torah is the center of our lives. So the Rav says beautifully. So even when there's a hefsek in the limud Torah, there is no hefsek in the Isek HaTorah as defined. And what's Isek HaTorah? Isek HaTorah is defined as having that mindset that the Torah is the center of our lives and the basis of everything that we do. So it says the Rav, even though there is a hefsek from the perspective of Limud HaTorah, there's no hefsek from the perspective of Isek HaTorah. Isek HaTorah as defined by this, what he calls different places, this latent awareness of the centrality of the Torah in your life. Yes, Pinchas.
But if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so it doesn't have to be like a Maisa Mitzvah? So how can it be an Isek HaTorah if it's not a Maisa?
That's a good question. I guess the Rav would tell you is that, and we'll get to this sort of a little later, is that yes, a Birchas HaTorah needs to be Chal on the Maisa. Right, he says you have to learn right away. Obviously, according to the sheet, that's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Of course, you have to learn right away. But for you to right, so again, so the Birchas HaMitzvah is chal on the actual limud. But for the break in the learning to constitute a hefsek, so then you don't have to be engaged in that ma'isa of limud HaTorah. It's enough to be still osek in the what he calls the esek HaTorah. So I think there are two different levels here. There's the, what we call the Maisa of Limud, and then there is the secondary level of being involved in the Esek. And he's saying, as Kol Zman, that you haven't been Masiach Das from that level 2 of Esek HaTorah, you're not going to be considered, it's not going to be a Hefsek in the Bracha.
That wasn't what the Bracha was on.
What?
That wasn't what the Bracha was on.
I think the Rav would even admit that the Bracha, obviously, is going to go on. You know, you need the, again, because Bechlam HaSayimana, obviously when you're learning, it's like a Spitz Esek HaTorah, right? So it's bechlam asayim mana. So you need the spitz version of Ezek HaTorah is when you're, it's not only latent, but you're, it's, you know, it's actually on your mind. But for the purposes of being Masiach Das from that, as long as you're Mitzuruf to the secondary level of the latent awareness of the Ezek HaTorah, I think that's the Koveya. I think that's what you have to say.
One in sense, that,
yeah.
In a sense, can that be like Birchas Hanan, and you don't have to
constantly... Exactly. So we get to a parallel model that the Rav explains, where there's a chilik between like what the bracha initially has to be chal on, and then different standard for what's considered a hefsek from that. We'll get to that.
And it definitely has to be on a ma'aseh mitzvah, because you don't have to, you don't stop being aware of that when you wake up in the morning, even though you have to make the Birchas HaTorah. That you don't make the Birchas HaTorah until you actually learn, or so, you're going to actually learn that after you make the Birchas HaTorah.
Okay.
But according to this approach, what about a person who?
Okay, we got there. Slow. Excellent question. I'll just hold off in a second. Yeah.
But what if a Rosh just comes
in? He's about to ask. Yeah. So hold on. So again, the first explanation of Tosas is that the lack of hefsek is because your mindset is still on the centrality of Torah. Another, I've sometimes heard this B'Shem the Rav, I've heard this is another well-known idea. The other way of explaining Tosas is not that there's no hefsek because your mindset is on Torah. Is that maybe there's no hefsek because maybe even your actions, even when, I think it was mentioned before, even when you're going to work, as long as your actions are in line with the Torah, that itself is considered a lack of a hefsek. So the first version of the Rav is focused on there's no hefsek because your mindset is on the centrality of the Torah. The second version is that maybe there's no hefsek because even your actions are considered like a continuation of the Torah if your actions are in line with the values of the Torah. So again, first version is the lack of hefsek is because your mindset is on the Torah. The second version is that there's no hefsek because even your actions are an expression of the Torah values. And where do we see a hint to this in a Rishon? I didn't notice the Rush. Which other Rishon has a line which really goes in this direction? That it's not considered a hefsek in Talmud Torah as long as you're still continuing, whether it be your mindset or your the Mi'iri. You don't have a Mi'iri here?
Yeah.
You see towards the bottom of it, it says She'in. You have the full, it's a very, I hope you picked up on this. It says, V'hu adin im hishkim l'shanos kodim kriyashma. It's towards the end, a couple of lines. It says, V'hu adin im hishkim l'shanos kodim kriyashma. If you plan on learning before kriyashma. U'birech l'mishnah. So you make your bracha v'amad, and you get up. She'ain tzarech l'varech kol oso yom. Again, just because you stop learning, it's not a hefsek. Ve'ein odaver dome l'hanachas tzfilin. It's not similar to the hefsek we have by tefillin. She'ein le'isuk b'torah shum hefsek. There's no hefsek when it comes to isuk b'torah. Va'achila ushtia eino hefsek. What do you mean? You're eating and drinking. No, you're eating and drinking is not a hefsek. Acher shelo hisparik ol Torah me'alav. Your eating and drinking are not a hefsek, provided, right? Me'acher shelo hisparik ol Torah me'olav. If the actions of eating and drinking don't constitute a rejection of the old Torah, so again, I think that works a little better if you say, because, you know, let's say you're eating and drinking in a way which is in line with the Torah values, right? So again, or it's the Rav's idea that your mindset while eating and drinking is still, you're not forgetting the centrality of the Torah. Again, so the Meiri is saying the same idea that the lack of a hefsek when it comes to isek b'Torah is as long as you have not been misparik the old Torah. So either that's the Rav's version that, oh, your mindset is still about centrality of the Torah, or the other version that because your actions are still in line with the Torah, either way is very, very bechiddush. That when it comes to the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, right, the hefsek, right, the hesek hadas is not defined by just pure limud Torah, but it's rather in terms of this broader called isak Torah, which is either defined as having the mindset on the centrality of Torah, or at least having your actions be reflective of the values of the Torah. Fine, but then you have the question which I think Ephraim and Yisrael David are raising is, but let's say you have a break in even that. Let's say during the day you start being maharer about, you know, about the centrality of Torah. or your actions are clearly not in line with the Torah.
What does it matter? In 50 years, he wants to learn.
No, but again, is that still considered a hefsek in with the rub? Are we going to say lemaisa? You have to make a new brachas haTorah in that case. No. Or, but why not? What?
Dvarim
shebolev. But this whole the whole lack of hefsek is because dvarim shebolev. So again,
the
Ram and Hel Piskeri should know about the Pintalid. But because how latent is latent? You know, what level of subconsciousness does the Rav mean? So again, it's hard to say. Oh, Dvarim Shebelev. The whole part of the Rav, why there's no Hefsek, is because you're Dvarim Shebelev. So again,
deep down in his heart, he wants it.
I agree that Bepashas, you're not making your bracha. It doesn't sound like you would. I don't know if it's just like a little plug. I have it in my footnote. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm so bothered by a person who, sometimes makes, a mistake or does something wrong. Then they don't make another bracha because, they still have that latent awareness. That's where their whole person is driving.
Let's say they have, a real crisis in a
Emunah. Yeah. If the person has a real crisis in a Emunah, what do you do with that person?
Yeah, a crisis in a Emunah.
Should they be making
in the middle of the day?
Are they saying because it's
Aliyah? Okay.
Right,
they're chozer. They're done with their crisis. They're back.
In the middle of the day.
They're back in the middle of the day. Right? They have a crisis of an hour. And they're back on the bandwagon. Yeah, according to the Lundas, you should be mechayev a new bracha. Doesn't sound like it, presumably because it's like a little plug of sorts. But I don't know.
If he said bracha, so dvarim shebolev can't apuke the bracha.
But what's mamshit? Meaning the whole lack of it.
Right, he's still saying a bracha to activate the thing.
Again, today he made his bracha. Right, he was learning. He was steiging away in the morning, and during the afternoon, a crisis of faith. I'm not sure about this whole thing. Again, these are serious issues, but for our application. But he goes back. He's chozer. He's he's ruach shtus, as someone said. Right, he's back.
Yeah, we're not talking about a man who in one day just.
Come up with the hechad tipsa. I mean, we're saying, does the Rav really mean it? I mean. Is it Akadei Kach that you'd have to, It's an interesting question. Yeah.
Rabbi Danto in ninth grade in MTA has a mashal that he likes to give about the Toyota Jew, where, I have my house, I have my Judaism, and I have my Toyota. And it's a thing that I have, it's a thing that I do, but it's not...
defining.
It's not defining, it's not identifying. So, there are people who have, and Rabbi Mendelsohn has a similar line about being an American, being a Jewish American versus an American Jew, and what's at the core of your person.
Identity.
So, there are people who don't have it at the core of their. There are people who don't have it at the core of their identity. I'm not sure that if a person that makes the one mistake that
okay.
What to do there, but there, what are you going to tell the people who are like that? Like, what happens there?
Good question. Zach, is that hands or just stretch? Okay. Oh. So Ad Kan, the first mahalach that Hesach Hadas is not mechayev a new bracha. So again, two different versions of that. The first version was say because it's just Hesach Hadas not shayach because it's a brachas hashavach, and the brachas hashavach is like mitukan as a daily obligation of Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and Dayan the Shulchan Aruch. And then you have the other version of Tosos is that even though Hesach Hadas is shayach because it's a brachas mitzvah, but there just happens not to be any Hesach Hadas. At least in most cases, when it comes to Torah, we were just raising. Even for the Rav, could you have a case of Hesach Hadas? That real crisis of Emunah, maybe in Echanami, maybe not. Fine. Now let's go to the other group of Mefarshim, who say that no, in Echanami, that when there's a hefsek, when there's a significant hefsek in your learning, you need a new Birchas Torah. So again, you make a bracha in the morning, you learn a little bit, but then when you go to work and you have your afternoon seder. Right, you're going to have to make a new bracha according to these shittos. So again, there are going to be two different versions of why this hefsek in the learning is going to be mechayev a new birchas Torah. The first version, we'll call it 2a, is that it's midin hesach hadas. The reason why the break in your learning is mechayev a new bracha is because it's a hesach hadas. Again, this is going to very much align with either the birchas hamitzvah or the birchas hanenin approach. Right? If you take the birchas hamitzvah, birchas hanenin approach, you're going to say, yeah, the dinim of Hesach Hadas apply here. And that's what the following Mefarshim are saying, is that if you're Mesiach Das between your limut, it's Mechayev a new bracha, because it's a birchas hamitzvah. / Pirchas Enenin, where Hesach Hadas is Shaykh. Which Rishon clearly says this idea?
Ri is
there. I don't think so.
Getting the Meiri?
Oh, the Meiri. This is the Ri. Okay, yeah, before the Meiri. The Rashba. Right? Anyone notice the Rashba? The Rashba and Yud Aleph on the base. Right? Right, the Rashba and Yud Aleph on the base has the Shita. Do you have it?
No.
Okay. It says, the Rashba says, Avol Svarim Degarsi V'husha Shana Al Atar. If you basically hold, it's like a, right, that you need to learn right away, it's like a Berachos HaMitzvah, then Ein HaBracha Motzi Aso Ela Yidei Osa Kriya Smucha LaBracha. Ladavka. No, yeah. I don't think it's limited to it. Yeah, but I don't think it's limited to it. Let's continue. Ha im hifsik v'chazer v'kara tzarech u'lachzor u'levarach. Right? That's the way the Shulchan Aruch takes it for both. But if you're mafsik in the middle of your learning, right, then you have to repeat birchas atar. So again, the Rashba says, in a chanami, right? So, you know, Tosfos asks, shouldn't you have to make a new bracha every single time you learn? The Rashba says, in a chanami, you do. And we'll see this in Shulchan Aruch, right? So the Rashba shita is that when you are mafsik in your learning, you have to make a new bracha. How do I know that it's midin hesach hadas? Because there's an exception. And remember, what was the Rashba's exception? What's the one case that you don't need to make a new bracha when you break from learning? Mikol makom, a little later, b'mishur rogil likros, v'lasuk b'torah, a real tamachacha, real ben Torah. V'holech l'malachto k'tzas, he goes to work a little bit, but when he's working, what's his das? V'dayto ala limud l'mayr in yonav v'lachzor alimudo. If kol's man that you're at work, you have in mind to go back to your limud, then eino tzarech lachzor l'varech afilo das Yerushalmi. Then even that day on the Yerushalmi is not going to require a new bracha. So the Rashba clearly thinks that the hefsik is mechayiv a new bracha midin hesach hadas. What's the raya? The exception. And there's a case where you were masiach taito, where you always plan to go back to learning, so then you're not going to make a new bracha even during the break. And why does this work out very nicely, Rashba l'shitaso? What was the Rashba shita about birchas haTorah? Remember the tshuva of Rashba? And the Tshuva Zerashba asked, why isn't there a bracha? Why isn't there a birchas haTorah shel ha'achrav? That's a birchas haMitzvah. Birchas haMitzvahs are always lower over the Asiyasek. So beautifully, the Rashba l'shitaso to holding that birchas haTorah is a birchas haMitzvah, the Shitaso says, yeah, therefore it should be subject to the regular dinim of Hesach Hadas, and therefore if you stop learning, you, in most cases, you have to make a new bracha. The only time you don't, if you're that big tzaddik who, even when you're at your job, your mind is on night seder. That's the exception. So that it works out beautifully. Rashba l'shitaso again holds that the Hesach Hadas is shayach to Birchas haTorah in a big way. Oh, we're going to see this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch even by Birchas haTorah proper. So yeah, he quotes it there. Right? Let's write, this is in Sif Yud. Anyone have a Shulchan Aruch? Right? This is Mem Zayin Yud. Im Hifsik Mililmod V'nis Asik Ba'asakav. Right? He takes a break from his learning and goes to other things. The first day is Kivan. Right? Kivan Shadaito Lachzor Lilmod Lo'avi Hifsik. Because you have das to come back, it's not a hefsek. Uadin l'shina, presumably the shina's arai. Umercha to beis akisei to lavi hefsek. Yeah, there are certain times in your day that you're not learning, but as long as you weren't masiach das, it's not a hefsek. And then the next halacha, but shina's keva biyom al mitaso havi hefsek. But a real hesach das is going to be mafsek. So that first day in Sif Yud and the first day in Yud Aleph clearly holds like this idea that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally Shayach, and the only time you don't need to make a new bracha is if Daito to continue learning, right? And that's even by Birchas haTorah a proper. I think that's the understanding of the Rashba. Yeah.
I think the idea about the Adam Sheragila and Tamid, the Rosh says the same thing.
Same idea. Very nice.
The Torah quotes it.
Yeah. We're going to get to the Torah in a moment. Yeah. But the Torah's a little twist, which we'll get to. Good. So, good. So again, in terms of these makoros, right? In terms of these makoros, that when there's a hesach hadas, you have to make a new bracha. So we had the Rashba with his Deya and the Shulchan Aruch. And now let's get to the Gra. The Gra is two fascinating deos about this issue. Right? So the Gra, again, in Sif Ches here. Right? It's two different deos here. Right, two different understandings of the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says you need to learn, right, samach, right, lebracha, is two different understandings. Right, yesh lefarish beis pirushim b'divrei Yerushalmi. Two different pshatim in the Yerushalmi. Aleph, she'ino poter elama shashana alatar. You only poter, the brachas are only works for the learning you did right there. Var acharkach eino poter, but if you learn later, it's not going to work. Avim shana la'altar mishum hefzik. Even though you learned right away, once you take a break, your second seder, right, your second lima needs a new bracha. Imkein hu adim b'birchas haTorah, right? Bein avaraba, bein birchas haTorah, hefzik applies. So the first day in the Gra, again, it's just a classic understanding. Once hefzik adas applies, so then the classic dinim of hefzik. Once you take a break in your learning, the mele you need a new birchas haTorah. Fine. But there's a second day of the Gra, which is similar to a daya, to the opinion of the Torah. And the Torah and the second day of the Gra have an interesting chilek. What's the second daya? She'ino poter kolayom, ela imshana alatar, va'az poter kolayom. The second daya of the Gra says what? You have to learn right away, right? You can't be a hefzik between your bracha and the initial limud, but once you learn right away, there's no problem of hefsek afterwards. Okay, good. Yeah, that's what we're gonna go with. Good. So again, you have this. So again, you have this, the second day in the Gra, and this seems to be the position of the Torah. That yes, you need to learn right away. So there's an issue of hefsek between the bracha and the initial limud. But there's no problem of hefsek between limud number one and limud number two. And at first glance, it sounds like mimanov shach, right? If there can't be a hefsek between the bracha and limud number one, there shouldn't be able to be a hefsek between, you know, the limud and the second limud. What's going on here? If hefsek's not a problem, then there shouldn't be a problem between the bracha and the first limud. And, right, if it is a problem, there should also be a problem between lima number one and lima number two. So what's the basis of this distinction? So again, who, the Rav, right, compares us to a daya in Tosos. What's that daya in Tosos that he brings up to explain this? What's the context of that Tosos? I don't get this. Exactly, the Tosos in Menachos about when you're making one bracha, a birchas hamitzvah, on shechita, right? And you go to Shechting house, right? You don't just do one, they do multiple. So generally, right, one bracha is going to work for multiple maaseh mitzvahs. Fine. The question is there an issue of talking in between shechita number one and the subsequent shechitas?
It brings up our idea.
Oh. So the first day it says, yes, it's a problem. Because just like the bracha needs to be chal on mitzvah number one, it also needs to be chal on mitzvah number two. And therefore, this same dino of hefzik are gonna apply. That would not work out well for the shita of the Gra, because the Gra is being machalik between the hefsek, between the bracha and liba number one and liba number two. But this is the second day in Tosos. Right, the second day in Tosos in Menachos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, right, Jirmaso Sach Bein Tzvila, says that no, you can speak between shita number one and shita number two, just like you can speak. What's the mashal? Yes, but before that, exactly, just like you can speak be'emtza su'daso. And the mashal is, just like the bracha is working for all your achilos, but yet there's only a problem of hefsek between your bracha and your initial achila. But once you eat, there's not going to be a problem with hefsek of dibur. So the Rav, you know, develops this idea that the reason why there's a difference in hefsek between maaser number one and maaser number two is because there's a requirement for the birchas hamitzvah, or the birchas hananim, to be chal on something. Right? The birchas hamitzvah and birchas hananim need to be chal on the initial achila, or the initial maisa mitzvah. But once it has something to be chal on, so then the patur or the matir of the bracha will carry over to the future achilos or to the future mitzvos, right? Without there being a problem of hefsek. So again, so says the Rav, there's only a problem of hefsek between the bracha and the initial maisa, because that hefsek is only an issue when you need the bracha to be chal on that initial maisa. But once it's chal and it generates that matir, right, in the case of nenin, or it generates that, you know, let's say even matir by mitzvos, same idea, that matir is going to carry over to the subsequent mitzvos, or the subsequent achilos, even if there's a hefsek of dibur. The only thing you can't have a complete hasachadas, because if you have a complete hasachadas, then even by a meal, you're going to have to make a new bracha. Even by mitzvahs, you have to make a new bracha. So for sure, a complete hasachadas is going to be a problem, but that second day in that tosis is going to provide a model for us to understand this sheet up of the gra. Again, there's a different level of hefsek between the first limud and the subsequent limud. Okay, so ad kan kol is approach 2a, we only 3 minutes, right? The mefarshim say that hesek hadas requires a new bracha, and midin hesek hadas very much in line with the birchas hamitzvah approach. But do we find any of the birchas hashevach rishonim who say that you also need to make a new bracha every single time you learn? Yes. What's the lashon of the Ramban? The Ramban is, but it's the vein of the holders l'shmo yisparach bechol eis shenikra b'torah. So we call this approach 2b, that you can even have this idea that hefsek is mechayev a new bracha, even if you take the birchas hashevach approach. But it's not mi din hesach hadas. It's mi din that when the chachamim, right, or when the geder of the birchas hashevach is for it to have a unique, independent, right, distinct birchas hashevach for each act of limud haTorah. So you have this in the Ramban, that even though the Ramban clearly is working with the birchas hashevach, he still thinks that a hefsek between limudim is going to mechayev a new bracha, but not midin hesek hadas, but just midin that each separate act of limud requires its own shevach. And which Achron utilizes this yisod to explain another sheet in the Rishonim? You guys see the, you don't get to the Imek Bracha? That Imek Bracha also says, again, the Imek Bracha is working with Reb Chaim, this idea that the Chefta Shel Torah requires a Birchas HaShevach. And he says, he utilizes that yisod, that the Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather a Birchas HaShevach, to explain the Shita of Rashi. Why Rashi? Right, even though there was no hefsek, right, between his birchas haTorah in the morning, and when he gets to shul, he repeats another birchas haTorah. So the Imek Bracha says, yeah, but once you understand that it's not working midin in a birchas haMitzvah, but it's rather birchas haShevach, the koveya is not hesach hadas. Rashi was a masiach daito from learning, but yet the geder of the birchas haShevach is the takana is to have a distinct birchas haShevach, a birchas haTorah for each, you know, act of Liman HaTorah. So you see from here that, again, 2a is that the hefsek is mechayev a new bracha midin hesach hadas. That's within the birchas hanen and birchas hamitzvah approach. But you also see 2b is other version of hefsek mechayev a new bracha even within the birchas hashevach approach, because it's not midin hesach hadas. It's midin, oh, each maisa limud haTorah requires a new bracha. Yeah, Ephraim?
Would you say all three the brachos are just...
If you think that all three are midin shevach, then yes. Yeah, presumably. Yeah, presumably. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.